All right. It's a huge story. I teased it yesterday. I've been telling people to tune in at 7 o'clock today. So finally yesterday, the first protester on January 6th was now sentenced by a judge, Paul Allard Hodgkins. He was one of the protesters who stormed the Capitol on January 6th. And Judge Randolph Moss, an Obama appointee, sentenced Hodgkins to 8 months in prison. 8 months. What say you?
You know, this is absolutely outrageous. This is such a strict, high sentence. What did this young man do? First of all, he has no criminal record, has never been, you know, done anything wrong in terms of the eyes of the law. And he was there at a protest, and he just kind of followed the crowd. And then they kept going, and he went into the Senate chamber, and he was there for 15 minutes. Now, the judge acknowledged, Jeff, that he did not harm anybody. He didn't. He was not one of those people that waved the batons or any flagpoles at police officers. He did not destroy any property. So he was not one of those people that, you know, broke down the door or anything like that. He just kind of followed the crowd. But for that, for just following the crowd and going inside the Senate chamber and taking a selfie, he's going to go to prison for 8 months. It is a really sad scene. You know, his father was praying the rosary at the back of the courtroom, and Paul Hodgkins basically begged the court for leniency. He made a statement saying that he's extremely sorry. He's quit drinking alcohol. He even threw in there that he is going to church now, and he actually got a vaccine. He threw in the vaccine. I don't know what the vaccine has to do with anything, but he said, I got the vaccine. But what's really interesting is he expressed his deep remorse, and then he said, in addition, I wish to state that I completely acknowledge and accept that Joseph R. Biden Jr. is respectfully and rightfully the President of the United States. You know, he was throwing himself at the mercy of the court, and it's almost like the Inquisition. You know, you must recant, recant, recant. Say you believe that the election was not stolen. This does not seem like America to me at all. Believe it or not, the Department of Justice wanted an even stricter sentencing. They wanted him to be thrown in jail for at least a year and a half. And the judge said, okay, that's exaggerating, but 8 months, Judge Moss said, is fair. And one of the things that the judge found particularly reprehensible was that Hodgkins was staking a claim, quote unquote, on the floor of the United States Senate, not with the American flag, but with a flag declaring his loyalty to a single individual over the entire nation. That's because Hodgkins had entered the Senate floor with a Trump flag. Come on, this is ridiculous.
A Trump 2020 flag. No, I know. Well, I got to ask you this, Dr. Grace, because this is to me, you're right, but there were several things that were just stunning to me, absolutely jaw-dropping. Number one, that he got 8 months, no criminal record, no violent conduct, didn't even touch anything. Literally 10 minutes, he went in, he went out. By the way, they were welcomed in by the Capitol Hill police. So they opened the doors and basically said, come on in. He said, okay. So he goes in. At worst, it's trespassing. At worst, no criminal record, didn't. There was no looting, no damage, no vandalism, never mind no violence. He gets 8 months after he's basically groveling. He's the legitimate president. I love Joe Biden. I even took a vaccine. I took the jab. I'm doing everything. Please have mercy. Have mercy. What about Black Lives Matter? How many Black Lives Matter thugs forget just taking a stroll on the Capitol for 10 minutes? Looting, burning, arson, assault. What about the guy, Lieutenant Michael Byrd, who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt in cold blood? In cold blood. And we still don't know why he did it, because he had no good reason to do it. and we don't know what his reason is. Yet there's no charges against him. Forget 8 months in jail. They won't even prosecute the guy. So I want to ask you, what is there commensurate justice to left-wing protesters, to Black Lives Matter, to Antifa? Do they get 8 months? Forget nonviolent conduct for violent conduct.
Yes, you're 100% correct. And the whole country knows that you're 100% correct. There is now a two-tiered justice system. One for Trump supporters and another one for Black Lives Matter. Can you believe that the judge said to him, like dressing him down, the damage that you and the other rioters caused is going to last for decades. You have harmed the American diplomat's ability to promote democracy abroad, and you have traumatized those police officers for the rest of their lives. Can you believe that? Now, excuse me. Black Lives Matter has traumatized the entire American police force. And I don't see the same kind of justice being handed out to them. And you talk about people being traumatized for decades. What about all that whose stores went up in flames and their livelihood has gone up in flames? They're traumatized for decades. So it is very clear that the message is being sent to Trump supporters: back down. We are going to come after you should you do anything that we can possibly prosecute. This is absolutely disgraceful. You know, to be sent to jail for 8 months for simply being part of a protest. And, you know, he said it. He said it in his statement. I kind of got swept up in the crowd. I was just there and everybody's walking and I just kind of kept walking with them. You know, we can all see how something like that can happen. Think about what happens in ball games and so on. He says, I wish I had just stayed on the sidewalk. Now, some people did have that common sense to just get out of the way as things got out of hand. But this is one of those guys whose passions had been inflamed, and, you know, he kind of went along with the crowd. This is, yes, give him some kind of a punishment, a fine, you know. You know, can you believe it? He's not only getting 8 months plus a $2,000 fine. I would have said the $2,000 fine, okay, that's enough. But actual prison time, this is just totally unfair.
Well, Dr. Grace, here's the other question I wanted to ask you. And by the way, you're 1,000% correct. He already sat 6 months in jail without bail. So he's already been in prison for 6 months. Now, I guess he's tacking on 8 months on top of the 6 months. So this is a major story that the entire media is deliberately avoiding. Those January 6 protesters are political prisoners. They are rotting in jails. They have been, most of them have not been given bail. So they've been sitting there for 6 months, solitary confinement for 22 to 23 hours a day. They can't see their lawyer in person, only through a Zoom call. So they're in horrible conditions. It's borderline torture, frankly, what's being done to these people. How do you think they broke this guy? They just kept him in there in jail, no bail. 22, 23 hours solitary confinement. I want to ask you, could you go 23 hours alone in a cell all by yourself? Day after day after day after day?
And
the only person you can talk to, sorry, Dr. Grace, the only person you can talk to is your lawyer, not even in person, but on some screen for half an hour or 15 minutes. So they broke him. And now they're throwing another 8 months at the guy in jail? I mean, this is outrageous. Am I wrong?
You are 100% right. This is the kind of treatment of citizens that you would hear about in a third world country, certainly not in the United States of America. And Jeff, when we talk about the two-tiered system of justice, it's not just how these people are treated, but the others now. You know, the FBI is hunting down 300 more, and they're using all their skills, all their technology to find out who another 300 people are. They're zooming in with cameras, very specifically face identification, putting posters in communities, every single one that they can track down and find. Where was that same zeal when Black Lives Matter was burning this country to the ground for 2 years in the cities of this country?
Dr. Grace, putting liberals in their place. Dr. Grace Vuoto, former nationally syndicated talk show host, political analyst, commentator, Dr. Grace, as usual, dynamite stuff.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a great day.
Have a great day. And I was going to say we'll talk next week, but no, next week we're all on vacation. So I'll talk to you 2 weeks from today.
And celebrating a beautiful milestone.
Our 25th wedding anniversary. You got it. And honestly, well, anyway, I love you very much. God, we'll talk later. Okay, God bless. Bye-bye. 617, best 25 years of my life. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, I want to ask you, did Paul Hodgkins deserve 8 months in jail? Prison sentence, your reaction next.